The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For the fourth time this season, the 19-9 Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the 25-5 Clark Range Lady Buffaloes prepare to get it on. December saw the yellow and blue ladies invade Joe Sims Gym and stampede back out with a 51-26 win. January found the black and gold trying to return the favor on the range, where the Lady Dogs got gored 66-44. February's District 6A Championship game brought new hope for the Clay County Canines, where they were trampled 83-51. March brings along with it an unprecedented third trip for Matt Walker and his team into the home of Lamar Rogers and his herd of Lady Buff Ballers. The stakes are higher this time around because tonight they play for a sectional home game and Region 3A gold.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show from Clark Range, Tennessee, and our fifth Lady Dog coverage of the postseason. We've traveled with the ladies for the third road trip of their march to Murfreesboro. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be calling our ninth Clay County game in 10 days. Former head coach Joe Sims may or may not be with us tonight. We are unsure right now of that. However, the one thing we are sure of is I'm accompanied by the man who can by now probably drive to Clark Range with his eyes closed, Thomas Weaver.
Yeah, you just pointed this direction, and it ends up here at the house that Lamar Rogers built. Unfortunately, Daniel, you know, not many years you have to come up here three times, but this is where we want to be tonight.
It is. Region championship, you know, I consider it a great opportunity to be here in this gym tonight.
And it means the Lady Dogs have a shot at the state tournament and are one of 16 teams left standing. Plus, there's no pressure on them tonight. It's all on Clark Raines. And Clay County has as good of a shot as anybody to pull the upset, in my opinion.
They do. You know, Clay County, an elite team in the state of Tennessee. Let's call it like it is. And like you say, Thomas, who else? Why not us tonight?
Why not? We wouldn't be here for the third time this year without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We say it every broadcast, but we really mean it, Daniel. They make it all happen.
They do. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
And we wouldn't. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in next week's paper in our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll just summarize Monday night's huge Lady Dog region semifinal win up at Van Buren County. You know, Clay County fell behind 9-12 at the end of one and trailed by 6 midway through the second stanza when senior Katie Arms scored 8 of a 10-0 Lady Dog run, which turned the tide in that one. When the spurt was over, Clay County led 20-18 at the break, and they put the game away with a big third quarter, outscoring the Eaglettes 21-11 to go up by 12 heading into the final frame. There, the Lady Dogs held tough and went on to earn this Sweet 16 bid with the 50-36 victory. What a game and what a performance it was by Clay County, Daniel.
It was probably the best I've seen of this year's overall team effort. If they play like that, I like our chances against anybody, including the Lady Buffs.
Katie Arms ended with 19 points, a game high there. Riley Burchett had a double-double. She had 16 and 11 rebounds. Rachel Copas had 9 points, and Bella Ashlock, 6 points. But listen to this number, 15 rebounds, Daniel.
That's huge. You know, Bella, a freshman, she did not play like a freshman Monday night. Huge game.
It was for all of them. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more about that game in your Dale Hall Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Raines, round 3, here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls Region Tournament update. In this Region 3 tournament, Clay County and Clark Range appearing in the championship game. Clay County got here by defeating South Pittsburgh in the quarterfinals, then Van Buren County in the semis, putting the 19-9 Lady Dogs here tonight in Clark Range. The Lady Buffaloes did away with Richard Hardy Memorial in the quarterfinals, Whitwell in the semifinals, and the 25-5 Lady Bubs appear in the championship game by that route. There are 16 girls teams left in the state of Tennessee tonight. As Thomas said, this is not an elimination round, simply a seeding round for Saturday night's upcoming sectional. The eight games, actually seven games, that are going around the state, 23-7 North Green faces 20-5 Cloudland. 22-6 Oneida plays 24-0 Teleco Plains. Obviously, we've got the game here tonight. 15-13 Fayetteville travels to 18-4 Huntland. Houston County takes on Joe Burns. Loretto takes on Summertown. And Peabody takes on Gibson County. We do know the two teams out of Memphis. It will be Memphis Business School and MAHS who advance on to the sectional round there. So 16 teams left in the state. They will be cut in half this coming Saturday night in the sectionals. Coach Sims on the season during his picks is 12-4 after picking correctly on Macon County and Huntland the other night, but he did drop a game as he chose Eagleville, who ended up losing to Fayetteville. Coach Sims joining us at the table now. Coach, an unprecedented night for you here. I'm going to let you pick four ball games. We've got Cloudland at North Green, Teleco Plains at Oneida, Fayetteville at Huntland. Those are all single A, and they're going to do the double A region championship game between York and Macon County. So who do you like in that Cloudland North Green game?
North Green.
And Teleco Plains taking on Oneida?
I took Oneida.
Fayetteville and Huntland?
Huntland.
And then finally the double A game. York, with the big upset win over Upperman, travels to Lafayette tonight for that region championship.
Yeah, I'll take Macon in that one.
Macon County in that one. Girls Region Tournament update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and Please, we bring them to their knees.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. I think take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
But you never know.
Time now on the CarQuest pregame show for Tipsy's Final Take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by this place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs need to take the court knowing they belong here. We've talked about it. I think they've got as good a shot as anybody to knock off Clark Range. They played well up at Van Buren. But there's no chance of them doing that tonight unless they get off to a better start. The last two trips up here combined, the Lady Dogs have been outscored 38-5 in the first 6 minutes of those two ball games. After that, they've maintained the rest of the way. But I think tonight it's all about what happens in the first few minutes of this one. Don't you think, Coach?
That's definitely true. Coach, you're muted there. Let's do some of that again, brother.
Okay. I said I agree with Thomas totally. The start of the game is so important. If we get down 19-0 or 22-2 or 22-4, our chances are slim to none. So we need to come out and some way, not let them blow out that big lead. That's going to be the telltale of the game right off the bat.
You hear it there, folks. All about an early start in this contest, keeping the Lady Buffs at bay. That was Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. PA announcer comes over the loudspeakers here. Going to play the national anthem here at Clark Range High School. We'll be right back. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Time now for the Subway Girls. Starting lineup is going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with those. The home team tonight, Clark Range, Lady Buffaloes, their head coach, Lamar Rogers. He's in his 44th season. Overall, he is the all-time TWA Subway wins leader. 1,268 wins to 279 losses. during his storied career. The Lady Buffs on this season have a 25-5 record. Starting for Clark Range, a sophomore, number 22, Matty Bush. A senior, number 0, Cassie Mundy. A senior, number 12, Lexi Pierce. A senior, 24, Kaylee Mundy. And a senior, number 42, Chloe Howard. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the visiting team tonight in the Region 3A championship game. Their head coach, Matt Walker, fifth season overall, 103 wins to 54 losses. Their record on the season, 19-9. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bill Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're no longer Greg and Melissa Brandon, them out Bulldog fans, to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. We are here tonight in Clark Range, Tennessee, preparing for this Region 3A championship action. Clark Range wearing their white home uniforms, blue numerals on them, trimmed in yellow. Clay County, the visiting squad, they wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. As we sit high on top of the visiting bleachers here in the first half, Clark Range going to be shooting at the hoop to our right. Last time we were here 1 week ago tonight, District 6A title game, and it was an early 19-0 run to open up the game for the Lady Buffs. Clay County looking to avoid that right now. These teams are meeting in what's going to be their ninth matchup in the region championship game. The eight prior meetings, Clay County's won one of them. That coming in 2004. The other seven meetings won by Clark Range. Those coming in 90, 91, 93 through 96, and then 2019. Clark Range pretty dominant in this particular round against Clay County. Game is underway. Chloe Howard controls the tip, gets it to Cassie Mundy. Mundy swings to Pierce, right wing, back out to Cassie at the top. She's defended by Rachel Copas. Mundy into the paint, kicks it out to Bush. Bush now back to Kaylee Mundy, who's defended by Arms. Kaylee drives, kicks to Howard, baseline jump shot good. 2-0 the score. She's one of the best shooters I've seen for a center. Clay County with the basketball, 7:25 mark. Clay County playing slowly here, forcing Clark Range to come out to them. Perhaps this is a strategy early to try to keep the Lady Buffs from playing so quickly and so dominantly in the opening quarters. The Lady Buffaloes like to play hard, fast, and quick initially and try to get an early lead. We do see a turnover. Jenkins gives it up, stolen by Kaylee Mundy. Kaylee kicks to Cassie. Cassie drives baseline, swings it out to Bush at right wing. Bush with it, works into the paint, travels. No, a foul call.
She walked.
Looks like a travel to me. Bella Ashlock picks up her first personal. Me and Thomas talked pregame before we came on air that a lot of tonight would be dictated by the style of the officiating and our ability to adjust to it early. Ball inbounded for the Lady Buffaloes. Kaylee Mundy. Top of the key, works against Katie Arms. Katie denies her the hoop, kicks off to Howard. Howard works against Burchett, shot up, no good. And a foul going to be called on Bush over the back. It was Ashlock in position for the rebound. And Maddie Bush reached over the back, her first personal.
Good play right there by both young players. Burchett with the defense and Ashlock boxing out, just like you said, Daniel.
Clay County with it here. We see Bella Ashlock out near the timeline, which draws Chloe Howard out beyond the arc. Eliza Jenkins out top. We've got Copas and Arms standing in the corners, isolating the Monday twins. It's a 3-on-3 game right now. Nobody else out there. And here we are. Katie Arms with it. Kicks the Copas. Copas right wing. Now back to Burchett. Clay County almost with an opportunity because Kaylee Mundy left. Rachel Copas trying to get a steal, which opened up a shot opportunity. I wish we could have pulled the trigger, Coach. What do you think of the strategy here?
Well, Matt had told me he might try something like this just to keep them from, like we said, blowing out to a 19-0 lead. And then, you know, being real deliberate, if you get a good shot like we just did, take it.
Eliza Jenkins did drive in for two.
Yeah.
2-2 the score. 5:45 mark, first quarter. Three-pointer taken and hit by Maddie Bush, the sophomore. She hit it from the top of the key, make it 5-2 now. So no 19-0 run to start this game. 5-2, Clay County on the board after Jenkins had the layup. Lady Dogs back with it, a trap out top. Copas gives off to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Rachel. Rachel inside high post to Burchett. Burchett going to drive against Tower. No, it's Pierce. Pierce blocks the shot out of bounds. Nothing wrong with that. It's still Clay County ball. Howard is guarding Ashlock. Lexi Pierce guarding Burchett. Copas on the inbound has it. Left wing. Dribbles into the paint at the free throw line. Kicks off to Jenkins. Coach Walker up sending an instruction. Eliza dribbles to the left. Kicks back to Burchett. All five Lady Dogs beyond the arc right now. Burchett set up at high post. An isolation opportunity. However, they can't get it to her. Chloe Howard on the steal. The big center comes down the floor. Tries to dish off to Katie Monday, but Katie Arms there to knock it out of bounds, Thomas.
Yeah.
We can't go down there and dribble it for 30 seconds and throw it to them. We gotta get a shot or continue to hang on to it.
4:53 mark, first quarter, is the Lady Buffs inbound. Cassie Mundy with it in right corner, defended by Copas. Copas shut down Bolden in the semifinal game Monday night. She tries to do the same thing to Monday so far, and so far she has. Monday misses the layup. Copas with the rebound. However, it was taken away by Cassie Mundy and Rachel Fowler. Two team fouls against Clay County right now. Ashlock with one, Copas with one. 5-2 the score. Clark Range with a 3-point lead and the basketball. 4.5 minute mark, first quarter. Coach Rogers up. Whistles out loudly, gets the attention of his players, sends in the signal. Cassie Mundy with it, left wing. Now Pierce, top of the key. They swing to Bush at right wing. Bush defended by Ashlock. Bush tries to take her to the hoop. Kicks out to Howard. Back to Monday. Monday drives inside. She's going to be fouled by Katie Arms. They say it's a shooting foul. It was Arms reaching from behind. And Katie picks up her first. Kaylee Monday at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good. 6-2 the score. Second one's away. Also good. 7-2, 5-point difference. Clay County back with the basketball. We're halfway through this first quarter, so we have survived the first 4 minutes. You guys both talked a lot about that.
Well, preferably it'd be a little closer, but at least we're not blown out yet.
Copas with it out top, hands to Ashlock. Ashlock to Jenkins, now back to Bella. Chloe Howard, so good out in open four for a 6'2" center. Ashlock gets past her over the hoop. Her shot blocked. It goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Howard perhaps got away with some contact there.
We get one of those foul calls sometimes.
Copas going to inbound for the black and gold. Works into Bella. Bella hands back off to Rachel. She drives into the right elbow. She's under pressure from Cassie Monday. Maintains possession. Works to Jenkins. Eliza out top. She picks up the dribble. Needs help. Somebody's going to have to come. Copas comes to her. Gets the bounce pass. Inside to Burchett. Burchett in the paint. Left-handed layup. No good. Jenkins, nice hustle, gets the rebound. Clay County with an important second opportunity. Copas inside the Burchett, shot up.
And we finally got a foul call.
But Bradley is fouled. Burchett going to go to the line. 3:19 mark, first quarter. 7-2, Clay County trails by 5. But you get the feeling at this point, Coach, that the Lady Dogs believe in they can stay in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, their body language is better than it was the other night.
No doubt the big win at Van Buren County had to help that.
It couldn't hurt anything. But that was a big win.
Second one's away by Burchett. No good. She did hit the first one. 7-3 the score. Two possession game. 3:10 left. Opening quarter. Clark Range with the basketball. Cassie Mundy out top. Kicks to Bush. Now Kaylee Mundy left wing. And she double-dribbles. I don't know that the official would have called it had not the Clay County fans helped him with it.
You know, that's another thing. Besides taking air out of the ball here, Clay County playing pretty good defense so far to start this one. Not all the crazy open looks and blow-bys that we've seen before, is there, Coach?
No, we're doing a lot better job. We get that 1-3 they hit. We didn't have anybody close to her, but for the most part, we were doing a pretty good job.
Merchant on the inbound, works to Copas. Copas now to Jenkins in the front court. Eliza across to Katie. Katie at left wing. She drives into the paint. 4-foot layup. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Pierce. Lady Dogs maintain possession.
So we need to make those shots.
Yes.
You see Coach Wart Rogers trying to speed this thing up with a little pressure, full court pressure.
Oh, yeah, he wants to run down the floor.
Ball inbound into Arms. Arms getting hammered by Cassie and Kaylee Mundy. The foul's called. Kick a twin sister. It could go on either one. It's Cassie Mundy who draws the personal. Third team foul for Clark Range. Three also on Clay County here in this opening quarter. 7-3. Lady Buffs in front by four. Clay County with the ball. 2:45 mark. Copas, the left block. Shot up. Blocked. Rebound by Ashlock, though. Ashlock to Jenkins. Jenkins to Katie Arms. She fires a long three. No good. Rebound by Riley Burchett. Burchett and Pierce go to the floor and a jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So the Lady Dogs going to try it again. Good crowd on hand for this one from Clark Range and Clay County. Several more folks made the trip up than last week.
Yeah, good crowd here. You're right, Daniel. And people are into this ball game right now, and so is Clay County. 4 points with 2 minutes here left in this first quarter.
I call that a win thus far.
I do, too.
Clay County with the ball. Jenkins out top, defended by Bush. She drives in the left block, turns back out, hands off to Copas. Copas baseline, shot up, good.
Yes.
7-5 the score. We got a one-possession game. 2 minute and 10-second mark. And the folks who traveled up from Clay County cheering on the girls. Katie Arms is still. Pass ahead to Ashlock. Ashlock in the paint. She scores. And we got a tie ball game. Time out taken by Lamar Rogers. And the Lady Dogs have tied up the mighty Lady Buffs at the 2 minute mark of the first quarter. 7-7.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're through the first 6 minutes of this first quarter. Thomas, the last two times the Lady Dogs in this gym, you said 38-5, the total score in favor of the Lady Buffs. Not tonight, 7-7.
That's right, and Clay County's on a 5-0 run here to knock this one up, Daniel. They're right where they want to be.
Cassie Mundy walks across the timeline. The Miss Basketball finalist kicks off to Powell. Powell works to Kaylee Mundy. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Copas. Clay County with an opportunity here. Minute 40 left, first quarter. They try to take a lead. Jenkins across the timeline. Gives to Copas. Copas back to Eliza. She just stands. Nobody pressures her. Time ticks. Nothing wrong with that. Ball is stolen, though. There is something wrong with that. Jenkins down on the floor in the backcourt. However, Cassie Mundy in the front court. Shot no good. Rebound Burchett. Official timeout for Jenkins. She's back to her feet now. Zoe Hayes going to come check in for the injured Eliza Jenkins. Clay County with possession of the ball. Mundy missed the jump shot. Burchett continued her fine rebounding and pulled that loose ball down.
Coach Sims, what? The style we're doing, it's kind of different. You got your two best ball handlers in the corners not handling the ball.
Well,
I guess you're doing that to keep the Mundys out
right.
of the game.
Yeah, you got your, I guess, not as good a defenders guarding those other girls.
Hayes with it out top. Talk about a mismatch.
You got Powell out there guarding the ball.
She kicks to Arms. Arms baseline, picks up the dribble, passes inside. A steal, though. Kaylee Mundy on the floor. Jump ball needs to be called rather than a foul on Burchett. We'll see what happens. And it's going to be a personal foul, did they?
Probably a jump ball.
Jump ball. That's what it should have been. Okay. Jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clark Range. 50 seconds left. First quarter. 7-7 the score. Lady Buffs haven't been challenged this way a whole lot early this season. especially not playing against a district opponent. Clark Range with it. Cassie Mundy, actually, Kaylee Mundy to the hoop. Her layup, no good. Another jump ball called. It was Powell and Birch. It was simultaneous possession. This time, the possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So the Lady Dogs with an opportunity to take a lead. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Kobus beats it. Gets across the timeline, working against Cassie Mundy. She's at right wing. Kicks to Hayes. Zoe with it. She's defended out now by Cassie Mundy.
Yeah, got one of the money
in back
there.
To Kobus. Down to 15 seconds. Rachel gonna be fouled by Mackenzie Powell, a senior reserve. Fourth team foul against Clark Range. 16 seconds left, first quarter. Ashlock to inbound for the Lady Dogs. Still 7-7. Been that way for a couple minutes now. Ashlock has trouble finding a teammate. She finally works into Copas. Copas flashes to the hoop. Layup, no good. Hayes knocks it out of bounds on the rebound. 11.7 seconds left in the first. Clark Range with a chance here.
Good night, Swigger took the last one, but she had a really good look.
10 seconds. Cassie Mundy across the timeline. 7 seconds. She wants to get to the hoop. Layup, no good. It's actually a jump shot. Burchett with the rebound. Buzzer going to sound. Time expires in the first quarter. What a great first quarter in this Region 3A championship game. And then to 1. It's Clark Range 7, Clay County 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Are you looking to...
Back here live, second quarter action underway. Clark Range with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds by Lady Dog. The Lady Bubs going to have to inbound again. If you're familiar with the playing surface up here, not much room in front of the benches. So it's going to be Cassie Mundy going to the end of the Lady Dog bench to inbound rather than in front of it because there's simply no room there. Cassie inbounds to Pierce. Pierce hands back to Mundy. Mundy out top to being defended by Copas. Once again, credit Rachel with a good defensive effort so far.
He's doing great, and Zoe Hayes is guarding Kaylee Mundy over here, denying her the ball too, Daniel. And another uncharacteristic Clark Range turnover right there.
Coach Walker and I talking yesterday about this upcoming game. He said if we can just get them in a pressure situation, they're not used to it, and honestly, they don't always respond well to pressure, and we're seeing that now. It's early, but it is tied up 7-7. 7:30 left in the second quarter. Hayes to the hoop. Layup no good. Burchie keeps the rebound alive. Arms comes up with it. Her shot good. Clay County in front, 9-7. And I would like to know how many times Clark Range has trailed this year. They didn't do it for long, though. Lexi Pierce, three-pointer. Putting Clark Range back in front, 10-9. 7 minute mark, second quarter on the floor for Clay County. Ashlock, Hayes, Arms, Burchett, and Copas. Ashlock with it, works back to Hayes. Hayes right wing, defended by Bush. Zoe passes inside. Pass knocked away. She got the loose ball. We've got ladies all over the floor here trying to come up with a loose ball and a foul called on Rachel Copas. She was one of the few Lady Dogs who didn't have much contact.
Look at the effort from this Lady Bulldog team here. Like you said, they feel like they've got a shot, Daniel, and they're playing like it, aren't they, Coach Sims?
Yeah, they are. It'll be nice if we could just get a shot after running some clock every time. We've turned it over 5 or 6 times, but they're real quick.
A three-pointer taken and good. However, a foul call prior to the shot on the floor. It's against Clay County. I think Zoe Hayes.
Yeah, Zoe, Lundy tried to go back door right there. Zoe kind of held her up. What the crowd's reacting to is what happened after the foul call, Daniel, as Hayes was knocked to the floor.
Well, I'm just glad Hayes fouled because it takes the three-pointer off the board. Still 10-9, Clark Range with the lead. Scratch that. 12-9, Coley Howard inside. She adds two more points. 3 points the difference. Clay County back with the ball. It's Ashlock, right wing, dribbles through the top of the key, kicks to Hayes. Hayes defended by Bush. She's out top. 6:15 mark, second quarter. Zoe penetrates into the paint, circles back out, has it taken away by Cassie Monday. Monday with an open look at the hoop. She hits the shot. 14-9. Timeout taken by Mount Walker. 6:04 mark, second quarter. Clark Range on a 4-0 run, making it 14-9.
Fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over.
6:04 mark, second quarter. Bay County trails by 5. 14-9 the score. Lady Dogs with the ball.
And it's a 7-0 run for Clark Range here, Daniel. After Arm scored the first bucket of the second quarter to make it 9-7, and now it's 14-9, Lady Bucks.
Copas across the timeline, defended by Cassie Monday. Rachel dribbles to the left, gets the left elbow, circles back out. Katie Monday comes from behind and picks her pocket, goes to the other end, misses the layup. Cassie Monday with a rebound. Arms now reaches in, knocks it loose from her. Pierce picks it up, gives to Bush. Bush to Monday. They throw it out of bounds. Bring it back the other way. So Clark Range with unforced errors.
Yeah. Anytime they catch us, their back turned on, man, they're picking us from behind.
As soon as you pivot away from one of the Mondays, here she comes. It's really amazing the speed she has.
Got to have eyes in the back of your head when you're playing against them. Jenkins with it at left wing. She's defended by Bush. Eliza going to have to get separation. Finally kicks off to Ashok. Ashok to Copas, 3-4 up.
Yeah.
Rachel Copas knocks it down, making it 14-12. The Lady Dogs trail by 2. Clark Range back with the ball. They do have this 2-point lead. 5-minute mark. Second quarter. Coach Sims, if you would have been told that you would have trailed by 2 halfway through the second, would you have took it?
Yeah, I probably took that.
And that's what we're seeing here. Pierce with it out top, hands off to Cassie Monday. Cassie dribbles to the right, tries to go baseline. Copas cuts her off. She kicks off to Howard in the corner. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Kaylee Monday. Back out to Howard. Now Bush out top. Three-pointer good. 17-12. Clark Range back up by 5. We see Cassie Monday going everywhere Rachel Copas does. A steal, actually a foul in the backcourt. It was Maddie Bush reaching in against Eliza Jenkins. Bush picks up her second. Coach Sims, the first 6 are great for Clark Range. Beyond that, they don't have much depth.
No, he don't want to go past 6.
So if they get in any kind of foul trouble, Clay County actually with a deeper bench and a better advantage there.
Yeah.
Arms with it for Clay County out top. Tries to work the Copas. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Bush. They'll try it again. 4:22 mark, second quarter. 12-17 the score. Clay County trails by 5. Jenkins hands off to Copas on the inbound. Travel call. We didn't have a great view of it. They were down in front of the Clark Range student section who are out on their feet. Copas just lost her footing, I suppose. Slipped to the floor, travel call. Halfway through the second, 4:15 mark. Clark Range back in possession. They do have a 5-point lead, 17-12. Cassie Monday passes cross court to Howard. It's knocked out of bounds by Ashlock. Coach Sims, I don't know if you heard us say earlier, but Bella Ashlock with 15 rebounds.
Yeah, I heard the... We was talking about that last night before the boys game, how many she had.
Back in that semifinal action on Monday.
I think she had most of them in the first quarter.
Sure did. Clark Range on the inbound. Pierce, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Bella, out of the pass ahead to Copas. Copas ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins at right block, kicks the budget shot, no good. Foul called, but O'Brien going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul is called on Bush. If that's, no, hang on. It was called on Howard, her second. And I missed one on Chloe.
No, I got.
That's her first.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 16 fouls against Clark Range. First free throw up and away. And good by Burchett, making it 17-13. Abby Head checks in. Jenkins checks out. Burchett hits them both. Bridie has been great from free throw range.
We got the two, but Eliza really could have shot that ball. She had a wide open shot. Bridie was kind of, well, contesting enough that she got fouled.
3:40 mark, second quarter. Lady Dogs trail by three. Make it five. Cassie Mundy to the hoop. She scores from right block. 19-14. Lady Buffs ahead. Abby Head with it right wing. Her pass stolen by Coley Howard. A double dribble call. Credit Abby Head with hustling back down the floor, Thomas, cutting off Howard and forcing the mistake.
Yeah, great job there by the sophomore. You're right. She knew she made the mistake. She put her head down and made up for it.
Sure did. Clay County takes back over, trying to cut into this five-point lead. 19-14 is the inbound. 3:25 mark, second quarter. The inbound gets to Burchett. Burchett gets knocked to the floor. Ashlock picks up the loose ball, hands back to Copas. Copas into the front court, gets to Katie Arms' three-pointer. No good. Rebound on the head. Head it right block, and they're going to say a jump ball call. Or a foul. Did you see the signal?
But it's a foul. Now he's going to the table to report the foul, yeah.
Abby Head goes to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Personal foul. Coach Rogers can't believe it. He's going to next
place. Yeah. He's always crying about something. If it don't go his way, he's crying.
Foul is called against Cassie Mundy, her second. So here's some pretty big stuff. We've got Cassie Mundy with two. Maddie Bush with two. It is early in this contest, 3:12 mark of the second quarter, and Abby Head, in a high-pressure moment, knocks down both free throws. 19-16. Lady Buffs with the basketball in the three-point lead. 3 minutes left in the second. Cassie Mundy out top. Clay County believing they belong here, and they're playing like they do. Cassie Mundy, three-pointer right wing, too short, rebound Copas. Rachel, quickly across the timeline. She's got that look in her eye. Kicks the head drives baseline. Now back out top to Ashlock. Bella drives the left side of the lane, kicks it to Burchett, who fires a three, no good. Rebound by Powell. Powell hands off to Kaylee Mundy. Kaylee going to come back down, and you see Clark Range start to slow down a little, not being aggressive. 2.5 minute mark, second quarter. Clark Range up by three, 19-16. Lexi Pierce drives to the hoop, shot no good, rebound Abby Head. Head has come into the game and played well here.
Yeah, great defense right there. Almost got the block on that shot attempt, but did get the rebound, Daniel.
Head out to the blow by Powell right there. She dishes instead to Burchett. Burchett in the paint. Shot up, no good, but Briley going to the line as Lexi Pierce called for the foul. And Coach Sims, I believe I like this officiating crew.
Yeah. Well, Brady's got a little better advantage than she did the last time because Howard was guarding her tonight. Pierce, I mean, she's still taller than her, but she get her shot off a little better on her than she can Howard.
Bradley Burchett, perfect so far, I believe, from free throw. She has missed one. Make her 4 or 5 on the night from the free throw line. A timeout's going to be taken. When we come back, there's going to be 2:05 left in the second. Bradley Burch is going to be at the line to shoot one more. Currently, it's Clay County 17, Clark Range 19.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, want to do a on-air shout-out to Leann Phelps, a relative of Riley Burchett. They always tune in and listen. We appreciate them up in Kentucky. And it is Burchett in the line to shoot a second free throw. Second one's away and good by Burchett. 5 of 6 from free throw, I believe, is Riley Burchett. 19-18 the score. Clay County trails by one here in the Region 3A Championship to the 25-5 Lady Buffaloes. They've been beaten 3 times already this year by Clark Range. Pile to the hoop, and a whistle's blown. Foul against Abby Head. Pile going to go to the line to shoot 2. Minute 53 left in the second. The senior reserve, Pile, at the line, trying to extend her team's 1-point lead over Clay County. Hits her first free throw.
You talked about Burchett. Coach, she's really playing with a different level of confidence here. We shouldn't be frustrated on this floor the last 2 times out. Not tonight.
Yeah, Howard had her for lunch that last time. She's doing pretty good tonight. Like I said, Howard's not guarding her tonight, though.
Second free throw was missed by Pyle, rebounded by Clay County. It was arms coming back down the floor. She was harassed by one of the Monday twins. The ball was stolen, and then a foul called on Katie. She tried to get it back. It's Kaylee Monday at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Shots up, good. Make it 21-18, minute 45 left. In the second quarter, Arms does pick up her second personal with that foul. Kaylee Monday hits them both, putting Clark Range up by 4, 22-18. Minute 40 and ticking, second quarter. Abby Head, right wing, passes that one to Burchett. She misses the shot. Rebound led by Cassie Monday. Riley with an open look there. A rare miss from point blank range. Clark Range back in front, or has stayed in front. They're back in possession, I meant to say. Minute 20 left, first half. 22-18 the score. Cassie Monday out top. Takes her time, works to the right, uses a Howard screen, kicks to Bush, now Bush to Pyle. Pyle defended by Ashrock, she gives off to Howard, Howard back to Kaylee Monday. Kaylee kicks off to Bush at left wing. Clark Range being hounded by the Lady Dogs. Free throw range jump shot, no good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett's pass out stolen by Howard, and Howard puts it back in. Riley looked like she was fouled.
Yeah,
no whistles blow though.
Should have been a foul on that.
Yes, it should.
Yeah.
Clay County going to inbound here. On the original inbound, it was knocked out of bounds by the Lady Buffs. So Clark Range with a bit of a run here, making it 24-18. Clay County trails by 6, 45 seconds left, second quarter. Ball's inbounded. Zoe Hayes with it. Steps across the timeline, defended by Bush. She's going to have to get rid of it or 5 seconds to be called. She attacks, gives to Burchett. Burchett shot up there. Bobby Burchett draws it back to a 4-point game. 30 seconds left, second quarter. Cassie Monday with it. Coach Rogers up pacing. He looks nervous over there. He's coaching in what's about his 1,500th high school basketball game. His team down to 10 seconds. Cassie Monday kicks to Howard. 9 seconds. Back to Monday. Now Bush out top, 5 seconds. Bush drives in, gets to the elbow, kicks the pile, her three-pointer, the buzzer, no good. And the first half ends. What a great showing by Clay County as they meet Clark Range for the fourth time this year. They're making their best effort so far. At halftime, it's Clay County 20, Clark Range 24.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors. here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Pompa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. I think we're having audio problems. We are back here at halftime in Clark Range, where Clay County trails 24-20 here at the break. And what a game it's been so far. Clay County was tied with the Lady Buffaloes 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then took a lead 9-7 on the first bucket of the second frame. And then it was back and forth from there. Clay County and Clark Range swapping blows until it ends with Clark Range leading 24-20 here at the break. Clark Range outscored Clay County 17-13 in that second quarter. For Clark Range, they're being led by Chloe Howard and Maddie Bush, both with 6 points at halftime. Cassie Mundy and Kaylee Mundy both have four. Lexi Pierce has three, and Mackenzie Powell has one. For Clay County, Abby Head has two, Liza Jenkins two, Bella Ashlock two, Rachel Copas five, and Katie Arms two. Riley Burchett is leading the way, leading all scorers in this game with 7 points tonight. Again, Clay County trails by four, 24-20 here at halftime in the Region 3A Championship. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We are about 2 minutes from tip-off. I was updating my girls bracket around the state. Several final scores have come in, and it was Houston County that beat Joe Burns, right? I wrote that down wrong. I'll give you an update on those wins in just a moment. So we do know some things already from the single A girls basketball. It was North Green that beat Cloudland, and Oneida beat Tenneco Plains. So in the substate there, it'll be North Green facing Tenneco Plains and Oneida facing Cloudland. Here at halftime, it's Clark Range up 24-20 over Clay County. And Fayetteville and Huntland, the teams they will match up with, they were pretty tight at the half. Houston County beat Joe Burns, and it was Summertown beating Loretto. So Houston County will host Joe Burns or Loretto in a substate game, and Summertown will host Joe Burns. As we said earlier, out of Memphis, it was MAHS that will be hosting someone, and Memphis Business Girls will go on the road to travel for their substate. So the picture becoming more clear for Saturday night's elimination round when it gets cut from 16 down to 8. Coach Sims, first half thoughts.
Well, a whole lot better than it's been any of the other games this year. Down 4. I think we need to continue to do what we're doing, be real deliberate. But when we get those wide open shots, we've got to make them. We missed 2, I know, wide open layups that first half. If the score would be tied, we just make them. But, you know, overall, you got to feel good about our chances right now. A lot better than being down 25 at half like we've been being.
I think the most important thing is the girls on the floor feel good about their chances, too,
yeah.
And they're playing like
that. Oh, yeah, that means everything. You know, they got to think they can win.
Third quarter action has begun. Clay County with the basketball. The teams have switched into the floor, so the Lady Dogs shooting at the hoop to our right. During the second half, Clark Range will be shooting at the hoop to our left. Jenkins with it at left wing, dribbles back out near the timeline, kicks off to Ashlock, who's defended by Howard. Bella puts it to the floor, works to the right, kicks back to Jenkins, and opening the half, we do see Arms and Copa standing in the corners with the Monday Twins on them. Ashlock inside, kicked Arms, three-pointer left corner, up, no good. Rebound, Cassie Mundy.
That's a good look.
And that's the type of situation Coach Walker's trying to create,
right.
Is it not?
Well, of course, they jumped out there and doubled. We got out of it, got a good look.
Kathy Mundy, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, Ashlock.
No, good rebound.
huge rebound, not giving Cartrains that second opportunity. And she was doing it over the top of senior Chloe Howard. Great job by Bella. She has the ball in the front court, gives to Jenkins. Eliza with it. 7 minute mark, third quarter, 24-20 the score. Jenkins under pressure from Bush, and it looks like a foul on the floor. No whistles blow, though. Clark Range comes away with the basketball. Kaylee Mundy steals the pass. Mundy into the front court. She sets up at left wing, working against Katie Arms, gets to the hoop and scores. Just a good basketball
play. Yeah, she just blew by us that time.
Arms a good defender, but it was Kaylee Mundy driving past her. 6.5 minutes left, third quarter, 26-20, Clark Range in front. Clay County with it. Burchett, left wing, she's going to be fouled. Kaylee Mundy picks up her second personal. So both of the Mundy twins have two personals. Joining them with two is Maddie Bush for Clark Range. Rachel Copas and Katie Arms both have two personals for Clay County. Lady Dogs on the inbound. Arms out top, working against Kaylee Mundy. Gets to the hoop. She spun to her layup to left block. Shot was up. Left-handed layup was no good.
Thought the series was going to go down.
Kaylee Mundy rebounds. Hands off to her sister, Cassie. Cassie out top, working against Rachel Copas. Uses a Howard screen to work to the right. Copas fights through the screen. Stays with Cassie, doing a nice job with her. Mundy kicks out the Bush. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebound Burchett. Bobby hands to Eliza. Eliza in the trap. Passes out to Copas. Take any playing quick. Pass across the paint to Ashlock. Left block. They're going to say she traveled.
I didn't see that.
Ashlock ended up missing her shot, and it would have been rebounded by Lady Buff, but a travel call prior to it. Clark Range back in control. They have a 6-point lead. 5:40 and ticking, third quarter. Cassie Mundy out top. Works to Bush, now Pierce, back to Bush at left wing. Back to Pierce in the corner. Howard not posting up Burchett inside tonight. She's outside behind the arc, and it's Howard firing a three, no good, rebound Arms. A steal, though, by Katie Mundy.
Foul on
she
that.
Fires a three,
yeah.
No good.
Yeah, they get away with a foul, then they hit a three.
9 points the lead for Clark Range, their biggest lead of the night. Over Clay County, 29-20 the score. 5 minutes left, third quarter.
And 3 minutes in here, Clay County not on the board yet in this third quarter.
Burchett on the floor, jump ball call. It was Howard knocking the ball out of Briley's hands, and as Briley went to the floor for it, Howard reached down, simultaneous possession, arrow in favor of Clark Range. They have an opportunity here to extend to a double-digit lead.
Yeah, that's... We need to stop. We need to score something. We get the ball back.
Crucial moment right here in this ball game. 4:40 mark. Third quarter. Clark Range with it. Kaylee Mundy. Way beyond the arc. Right wing. Drives inside. Running jumper. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Burchett to Arms. Katie into the front court. Works into the paint. Gets to the hoop. Does not score. Rebound Bush. Reach in foul. Called on Bradley Burchett. Bradley picks up what I show to be her first personal. I'll double-check with the scoreboard to make sure I'm right. It is her first. 4:15 and ticking. Third quarter. Clark Range with the basketball and a 9-point lead, 29-20. Kaylee Mundy, left wing, moving screen on Pierce. No whistles blow. Kaylee kicks to Bush in the right corner. Bush drives, working against Ashlock. Ashlock's done a nice job containing the sophomore Bush tonight. Bush passes down low to Cassie Mundy. Foul called on Rachel Copas. Rachel's third personal.
She fell down and she got up. That's really about all she could do.
Cassie Mundy at the line. Before her free throws can be taken, Coach Walker wants a timeout. The second called timeout by Clay County tonight. 3:59 mark, third quarter. Clark Range 29, Clay County 20.
Besides. This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where the Lady Buffaloes lead the Lady Dogs 29-20. Daniel, they scored the first 5 points of this second half, and Mundy's at the line, make it six.
Hits the first. Has the second one coming. It's away. Also good. 11 points to the lead for Clark Range. They've stretched it out further than it has been tonight. And this is a crucial time for Clay County. They work inside the Burchett. Burchett in the paint. Shot up, no good. Pierce on the rebound. A lot of contact there from the Lady Buffs. Pierce, three-pointer. Right wing, good. Clay County survived the first half, but it's here early in the third. Then now Clark Range starts to pull away. 14 points the difference, 34-20. And that's a huge lead in this low-scoring contest. Zoe Hayes, though, responds.
They outscored us 10-0 before Zoe hit that one.
10-foot jumper good by Hayes. Used the backboard to bank it in. 34-22. Cassie Mundy out top. Works to Howard. Howard passes to Kaylee Mundy. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ashlock. Lady Buff's going to inbound from their own baseline. Cassie Mundy going to work it into Howard. Howard gives back to Cassie Mundy in right corner. She circles around. Layup good. 36-22. Copas across the timeline. Working against Cassie Mundy. Uses a Hayes screen to get separation. Dishes off to Hayes. Hayes going to be called for a travel.
Let's see that, isn't it?
2:38 mark, third quarter. Clark Range looking to extend this 14-point lead. Coach Rogers sends in the signal. Cassie Mundy.
It goes back to like Coach as Howard takes the bucket, makes it, and gets the harm. She's going to the line, Daniel.
Burchett called for the personal. Bravey second. 16 points the difference, and that's the thing. So hard to come back against Clark Range.
Yeah, it is.
17 points now as the free throw's good. Howard completes the three-point play. 39-22. Clay County needing points. 2:20 mark, third quarter. Copas right wing. Full timeout taken. Clay County trails by 17. We'll be back here. Third quarter action.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here coming out of this full timeout, Clay County going to inbound. 2:15 mark, third quarter, 17-point game right now, 39-22. This third quarter has been all about the Lady Buffs so far.
It has, Daniel, and you know, it's kind of like we talked about early in the first quarter. You got to stop these runs. Clay County just couldn't do that. Had some opportunities, didn't make those gimme layups and jump shots to try to keep pace with the Lady Buffaloes, Coach, and you know, they're on a 15-10 run to start this second half.
Yeah, we couldn't score there for the first 5 minutes. You know, it's got us in a big hole now.
Tokas at the line, hits the first free throw, misses the second, rebound Howard. The foul was called on Chloe Howard. She has two personals now. 2 minutes left in the third, 39-23 the score. Lady Dogs down by 16. Kaylee Mundy with it out top, defended by Zoe Hayes. She works over to Pierce, left wing. Ball knocked away by Arms. Katie going to be called for the foul. Katie picks up her third personal. So both seniors, starters, Copas and Arms with three personals here. As I'm sure all you listeners know by this point, this is not an elimination contest. Purely meant for seeding for Saturday night's Sweet 16 sectional game, which will be an elimination contest. Pile inside, offensive foul call. Hopefully the Lady Dogs can take this opportunity to crawl and fight back in this one. They trail by 16, 39-23. If you're joining the broadcast late, the score at halftime, Clark Range 24, Clay County 20. What a great first half it was for the Lady Dogs.
It was, Daniel. And, you know, you saw the effort, and if nothing else, it's given this Lady Bulldog team the confidence that they can play with anybody. You know, they come in here two other times and just got blown out of the gym. And tonight they figured it out for themselves. There is a chance here. And Clay County just, you know, getting blitzed here to start this third quarter. But what an effort.
It has been. A minute 20 left in this one. Lady Buffs take back over. Arms tried to go to Copas a few moments ago. Ball went out of bounds off Rachel's fingertips. So Clark Range back in possession. They start to work around the perimeter with it. Content to just work this lead. Coach Rogers got more than he bargained for during that first half of play. And he's content now to watch some time go away as Cassie Mundy gets to the hoop and scores. Looks like Bella Ashok should have been called for a foul, but no whistles blew. Clark Range content to take the 2 points, though, and move ahead by 18. 41-23, Copas with it, out top, works the right side of the lane, gets to the block, shot up, no good. Cassie Mundy called for the personal. Cassie picks up her third, and Copas goes to the line to shoot two. Yeah, Clark Range, of the 16 remaining single eight teams, Clark Range got to be considered among the top two or three teams in the remaining field.
I'd say them, Summertown, Loretta and Gibson County, probably the top four, just going by records of what little I read on Coach T and all that stuff. I know Summertown's, they beat Loretta now four times this year. They've got to be really, really good because Loretta's got a kid that as everybody in the SEC's offered since she's a freshman.
Wow.
So
30 seconds left in this third. Copas hit one, missed one on the free throws, making it 41-24, 17 points the difference. Kaylee Mundy drives, kicks the pile. Pile swings back out top to Bush. Down to 15 seconds now in this third quarter. Bush works to Pierce. Now back to Bush. Maddie Bush hands off to Cassie Mundy, the missed basketball finalist. She's got it with 8 seconds, being defended by Rachel Copas. Cassie drives, and a foul called on Rachel. That is Rachel's fourth personal of the contest. And really, Coach might pull her out these last 5.2, but no real reason to rest Rachel at the start of the fourth. If we're going to do anything, she's got to be on the floor.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't rest anybody.
And she does finish these last 5.2. Actually, there was 1 second left. Ball goes out of bounds off Mackenzie Powell's hand. She had it on the inbound. And Clay County with 1 second here. Copa's going to have a desperation heave, and it comes up a little short. At the end of three, it's Clark Range 41, Clay County 24.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you.
Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Coming into these final 8 minutes of the contest, Clay County trailing by 17, 41-24. Once again, halftime score, 24-20. Great first two quarters. Clark Range, though, just a huge third quarter. 17 points for the Lady Buffs, 4 for Clay County.
Yeah, and Clay County had some chances there early in the third, and like Coach Sims said, just couldn't knock down those easy ones.
Yeah.
Upton fires a three to open the fourth. Shot no good. On the floor for Clay County, it's Zoe Hayes, Katie Arms, Bradley Burgett, Cherokee Upton, and Rachel Covis. Carrying the ball caught on Cassie Mundy, something that she's probably not had happen to her a lot. Got her hand unwritten. Turned it over. So Clay County comes back here. I've seen stranger things happen. Flurry of points could mean something here, but they're going to have to come quick. Essentially, every possession, Clay County going to have a bucket.
Yeah, we need to score. We've got to stop them about every trip.
And it's got to, they can't take their time doing it at this point.
No, you got to be real deliberate like we was early.
Arms with it. Dishes off to Upton. Upton in the paint. Gives to Hayes. She fires a three. Left wing. No good. Rebound. Mundy. Kaylee with it. She works across the timeline, and you'll see the Lady Buffs play slow here. Coach Rogers just twirls the hand. I assume that means working around the perimeter. If you get a wide open look, take it. Otherwise, kill some time. Kaylee inside, kicks out to Howard. She has a wide open three-pointer and makes it. I mentioned earlier that Cody Howard may be the best three-point shooter on this Lady Buff team. She doesn't take a lot, but it seems like she hits most of them. Burgett inside, kicks back out to Katie. She fires a three, no good. Rebound Cody Howard. She's in a trap of Upton, and Hayes dribbles out of it, passes ahead to Katie Mundy. Katie scores. 46-24, and that's the thing. When you try to play quickly against Clark Range, they can do it even better.
Yeah.
Another timeout taken. 6:30 left in this contest. Clark Range 46, Clay County 24.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Coming back out of this timeout, Clay County with the basketball. 6.5 minutes left in this Region 3A Championship. Lady Dogs trail 46-24. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Buffs. Copas misses the jump shot. Rebound, Kaylee Mundy.
We're just having the four shots. You know, they're not even good shots now.
Well, there is one little piece of good news about this situation. And that's that if these teams meet again, it will be in the state championship.
We're done
with Clark Range after tonight.
That's right.
Katie Arms scores 2 points. Obviously, that has happened one time in Clay County Lady Dog history. That coming back in 2012 is Coley Howard scores 2 more. Coach Sims and the Lady Dogs that year met Jackson County 4 times, twice in the regular season, twice in the postseason, before that big state championship game. Had lost 4 in a row to him, Coach. That 5th and final contest got the best of Coach Jim Brown.
Yeah, it did. We played good. They didn't play too good that day. I mean, every time we played that year, they had played great. I mean, the first time we played them at our place, I think it beat the Lakers, I think, that night. They hit everything they threw up, beat us about 40, you know. But the other 3 games, you know, we were in them. You know, it wasn't like they just blew us off the floor. They were 8-point, 10-point, 12-point games. And usually we get down about 8 or 10 in the first quarter, then play them even up for the rest of the game. But,
right.
You know, the state championship game, we came out, got the lead, and maintained the lead. And, you know, they never led the whole game. They did cut it to I think three, maybe there in the third quarter one time, but then we got it back to seven, and then started the fourth quarter. We took it from 7 to 15, I think, just real quick.
Pulled away.
Basically, the game was over.
Teddy Arms knocks down two free throws. Other points scored during that exchange. I think Howard added the bucket. I added that, though, I believe. So it's 49-28 right now, making it 51-28. As it was Cassie Mundy driving the length of the court untouched and laid it in. Timeout taken. 5:32 mark. We're going to stay on air here for a minute. We've had a lot of timeouts here in this second half. 51-28 currently the score. Clay County down. So Clay County going to go on and drop this contest. They will move to 19-10 on the season. And 10 losses may seem like a lot, but four of those 10 losses coming to Clark Range. So only six losses outside of the Lady Buffaloes. The sectional matchup for Clay County and Clark Range will be out of Region 4. Those teams are Fayetteville and Huntland. It was Huntland up by 5 in the third. Coach Sims is checking for a score right now. Fayetteville, a 15-13 team. Huntland, an 18-4 squad. So Clay County, as far as records go, kind of rooting for Fayetteville to win that game.
Still 51-46 with 6:13 to go.
Okay, so
Huntland still ahead.
Could go either way. As things stand right now, it would be the Lady Dogs traveling to Huntland if they can hang on in that Region 4 championship. Coming back out of this timeout, Copas going to walk across the timeline. And I apologize if we've wandered a little here in the fourth quarter. Things have just got stretched away in this contest. Clark Range up 51-28. Arms with it, drives the right side of the lane, shot no good. Howard with the rebound. Howard works ahead to Kaylee Monday. Monday hands off to her sister Cassie. Cassie dribbles out top. She's in a trap now of head, and Copas has to give it back to Kaylee. Monday drives inside, layup no good. A foul called, though.
Well, they get the call. We've had the same thing happen on our end five times in this second half and ain't got a call yet.
Looked like identical play.
Yeah.
Arms drew contact, no whistles blow, and it's Kaylee Monday drawing contact, and she gets to go to the line to shoot free throws. And we're not whining or complaining, just calling it like it was right now.
Well, I've coached too many games up here. I don't think I've ever had one where I felt like the officiating went in my favor.
Speaking of trips to Clark Range, it's been 19 years since the Lady Dogs won on this floor. The last coming in 2002. Copas fires a long three, no good. Rebound, Cassie Monday, a jump ball going to be called. Kaylee Monday on the free throws a minute ago, hit them both, I think, making it 53-28. And the math escapes me right now. I think a 25-point lead for the Lady Buffs is Coach Rogers sends in substitutes.
About scored us 29-8 this half.
That's right. We had 20 points at the halftime.
24-20.
And now we have 28 halfway through this fourth quarter. Lady Buffs back with it. Another foul call against Clay County. Thomas, bring us some knowledge.
Not much to say. You guys called it there. 8 second half points for Clay County here. And, you know, Clark Range is just flexing their muscles. Clay County had them on the ropes in that first half, and Coach Rogers probably had a few choice words to say at halftime to his team, and they've come out and played like the top five team they are then.
Casey Sales at the line for Clark Range hits two more free throws. 55-28 now the score. Copas with it out top. Works ahead at right wing. Abby with it inside to Katie. Katie at right block, shot up, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Cassie Monday. Clay County going to inbound again on the floor for the Lady Dogs. It's Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, Eliza Jenkins, Abby Head, and Cherokee Upton. Copas works into Jenkins, handed back to Rachel. Rachel behind the timeline, shot up, no good. Rebound Sales. We've mentioned before, during the prior Clark Range broadcast, five seniors on the squad for Coach Rogers.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team, not overly impressive. He starts one sophomore. That would be number 22, Maddie Bush. And outside of her, number 35, Sales, a sophomore, is the only other Lady Buff I've seen much at all.
Yeah, they've got to drop off some next year. Let's yes, transfers come in, which maybe he won't, but so I think he's got a granddaughter supposed to be pretty good, be coming up next year. But yeah, they haven't Pickett County both. They've got to pop some next year. You know,
Clay County should be preseason favorite.
I think so. I mean, we got more coming back than anybody else. So.
McKenzie Pyle at the line, hit her first free throw, missed the second. Lauren Weaver on the rebound, mass substitution by Coach Walker here. On the floor for Clay County, Izzy Hale, Hallie Buford, Kendall Matthews, Lauren Weaver, and Hannah Raines. A steal and a layup by the Lady Buffs. Coach Rogers calls timeout. He's going to get his starters out. It was Kaylee Mundy adding the last bucket of the night here as far as the starters go. And we'll see reserves the rest of the way for both squads. I'll have to go to the roster. I just don't see these reserve Lady Buffs much.
Yeah, at least he got them out a little under 4 minutes. He didn't do like he did the other night. Waited about a minute to go before he got a couple of them in.
Buford with it. Gives to Matthews. Matthews across the top of the key to Hale. She's into the paint to Raines. And a good job. Hannah scores from left block. Hannah Raines, the third senior on this Lady Dog team. We talk a lot about Copas and Arms. We've talked about Hannah before this year, just a good teammate, does anything she needs to, never complains. Nice to see her getting action here in this Region 3A championship game, even though the Lady Dogs do trail 58-30. Weaver with it, right wing, works to Matthews, now Hale out top, inside to Hannah Raines, the senior power dribble, shot up good. Hannah Raines, the last 4 points for Clay County, and the fans who made the trip from Salina applaud her on. 3 minutes left in this contest, 58-32. Pyle with it. She's into the paint. Shot up and good. Pyle, the senior reserve for Clark Range, playing for her last time here in this gym.
Yep.
Well, no, six will be here. I'm sorry.
They'll have their substate here.
They'll have one more here. Weaver inside. Shot up right by good.
Good.
Warren Weaver making it look easy there. 2:35 mark, fourth quarter, 60-34. Number one. No. Is that one?
Yeah, I don't have a one.
No. I don't either. Pyle inside now. Her shot no good. Rebound Hannah Raines. Raines going to bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Kicks off to Weaver at right wing. Lauren with it. Hands off to Hanley Buford. Buford out top. Works against Sales. Goes to Kendall Matthews. She goes baseline and gets turned back. Izzy Hale out top. Is he going to fire three? No. Passes inside to Matthews. Matthews, the hook shot, no good. Rebound Hale, her putback, no good. Rebound Raines. Raines putback, no good, but she was fouled. Hannah goes to the line to shoot. Clay County in. Clark Raines doing battle here. Minute 56 left. Lady Buffalo's up by 26, 60-34. Hannah Raines at the line to shoot two and hits that first one. Hannah with a hot hand here towards the end. 5 points for her. Maddie Hayes checks in along with Emma Walker. Lauren Weaver and Izzy Hale check out. On the floor with Walker and Hayes are Hannah Raines at the line who misses the second free throw. Also Hallie Buford and Kendall Matthews. Lady Buffs with the rebound. Clark Range comes down, sells with it out top. Kicks off to a teammate, and clearly I have the wrong numbers for Clark Range. I don't see a 55 on my roster either. A whistle blows. Action stops with a minute 38 left. And presumably it's to work in. Bailey Watson, the sophomore reserve, comes in. Hannah Range goes to the bench. I like to have seen Raines stage. She had 5 points pretty quickly.
Yeah, she was scoring good.
Clark Raines missing the three-pointer. Buford on the rebound. Hallie comes across the timeline. Works the left side of the paint. Loses the ball out of bounds. They say it was knocked there by Lady Buffalo. And Clay County inbound. Coach Sims just racking my brain briefly. I don't remember a lot of contests over the years between the Lady Dogs and Fayetteville or Huntland.
No, we've never played either one of them, but
I
know
think
of
so.
You know, I don't think I've ever played either one of them in camp. And I've been to camps where Huntland was at, but I'll take that back. When I first started, they were at camp at Richland. First year I ever went down there, and we probably played them then. But that's been 1988, I guess, that summer of 88. But other than that, I don't think I've ever played them.
Watson was at the line for three free throws. Bailey Watson, that was. Missed them both.
A year in and year out, they've got a pretty decent team. I don't remember them ever making it to the state tournament, but they've had some good players over the years. And Fayetteville, of course, they had been a school too awful long, 15 years or so.
Right. Emma Walker fired a three, no good. Rebound Hallie Buford, her putback was no good, but she was fouled, so we see Hallie at the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Coach Sims checking again that score. Perhaps we will know before the broadcast ends which team Clay County will face Saturday night, and it should be a 7 o'clock tip. Maddie Haynes on the rebound of the missed Buford free throw. She works out to Matthews. Matthews to Walker. Walker fires a three, misses everything. Rebound Clark Range.
Still five. I don't have any time on her. Just got fourth quarter, 57-52.
Hungland does lead by five in the fourth.
Macon's up two with 29 seconds to go on York.
Clay County back in possession here after Clark Range missed a long three-pointer. Kendall Matthews inside adds two more points. 62-38 now. Once again, folks, if you missed the first half of this, it was 24-20 at the half. We'll talk about that more during the Eco Panel's Lady Dog wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show. It's going to come pretty soon. 15 seconds left here in this contest, and a steal by Matthews. She works down and has her shot blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, so Clay County going to inbound with 11 seconds left. 62-38, currently the score. Clark Range with advantage. They inbound to Maddie Hayes. Her shot up and no good. Rebound Watson. Bailey puts it back up. She's knocked to the floor. No whistles blow. This one's going to go final. Buzzer sounds. Region 3A champions are Clark Range. The Region 3A tournament runner-up, the Clay County Lady Dogs. Both teams move on to sectional play this coming Saturday night. Final in this contest, Clark Range 62. Clay County 38. We're going to go to break, come back, and announce the tournament superlatives that they're about to do and do our Eco Panel wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Before we get into the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee, we will let you know who these Region 3A tournament, all-tournament players are. From Clay County so far, we have seen Bella Ashog, Riley Burchett, Katie Arms and Rachel Copas come out, and I think that will be all we see from Clay County. Four Clark Range. All five starters, it was Chloe Howard, Kaylee Monday, Lexi Pierce, and Maddie Bush being named all tournament team members, and it was Cassie Monday being named the Region 3 MVP. Clay County does move to 19-10 on the season with their loss tonight, 62-38. We'll go ahead and do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, we called for it to start and needed a better start than it had the first time, two trips up here, and Clay County did it. And Coach Walker had a great game plan. We have to give him credit there. You know, took the stall. Well, we talked about how it was set up. You had the two best ball handlers in the baseline corners just standing there, and then Bella Ashlock, Eliza Jenkins, sometimes Zoe Hayes out top handling the ball, and then Riley Burchett at the free throw line, Coach. Pretty good design, and it worked to perfection early on.
Yeah, it did. You know, like I said, we missed a couple of shots the first half. If we could have, would have hit, it had been tied, but you're not going to hit every shot. But, yeah, I thought we executed what we were trying to do really well. And we turned it over a few times. The Muddies would come out there and double us. And it seemed like the longer we did it, the better they got it defending it. They started picking our pockets some there right before halftime. And then the second half, we come out and, you know, couldn't get one to fall, and they hit three or four shots. Next thing, you're down 9 or 10 or 11, and from that point on, you know, it was all uphill for us and downhill for them.
But the game plan kept it a 7-7 ball game in that first quarter, and then Clay County, you know, actually took a lead early in the second quarter, Daniel, and then four-point ball game at the half, and we thought they had a shot. Clay County felt like they had a shot. The Lady Buffaloes had other things in mind and came out here. I think they went on a 15-2 run to start the second half, Coach, and it just went like you said.
You know, if this game had been somewhere else, we might have had a little more reasonable chance, but, you know, up here it's almost impossible to win. So, you know, if we were to play them in the Murphy Center, you know, maybe our chances would be better. Hopefully they would. Of course, we got to win Saturday night, and then we'd have to win a couple of games down there to have that opportunity, but you know, they're still playing. That's the main thing right now. There's only 16 teams left in the state in single A playing right now, and we're one of them. So, you know, that's all you can ask for.
That's right.
I agree. Cassie Mundy led the way for the Lady Buffaloes with 14 points. I'm sorry. Chloe Howard led the way with 15. Mundy had 14. Lexi Pierce had 6. Kaylee Mundy had 5. Maddie Bush, 6. Mackenzie Powell, 4. Megan Sarge had 2. And Kaylee Sills had 2. To round out the scoring for Clark Range. For Clay County, Kendall Matthews scoring a bucket late. Hallie Buford had 1 free throw. Hannah Range came in, the senior, and had 5 points to close this one out. Lauren Weaver had 1 bucket with 2 points. Abby Head, 2. Zoe Hayes, 2. Liza Jenkins, 2. Bella Ashlock, 2. And then No one in double figures, guys, for Clay County. We talked about them missing some gimmies late there. Riley Burchett and Rachel Kobus both with 7 points. Katie Arms with 6. So you can stall and you can slow this game down, but like you always say, Coach Sims, you got to score a few points, too.
Yeah, yeah, you got to. Yeah, that Huntland game went final 65-57, so we'd be going to Huntland.
And that is the thing. You've almost got to, offensively, you've almost got to play a perfect game.
Right.
Against Clark Range.
Yeah.
And not many folks can do that. That does wrap up the Eagle Panel's Lady Dog wrap-up portion of our Farm Bureau post-game show. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermit Springs. Now we'll announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. We chose senior Rachel Kobus in this contest offensively early. The game plan called for her to be taken out of it. We've talked about that. But whenever one of the twins would leave her, they would flash it to her. Sometimes she'd get a three-point look. Sometimes she would have opportunity to get an assist inside. Rachel played great defense early against Cassie Monday. In that first half, she shut down Cassie Monday, who is a missed basketball finalist here in Class A basketball. So as much as anything, Copa's doing great there.
Yeah, she shut her down out throughout, Daniel, pretty well. You know, she ended up with double figures in this ball game. Now that I look back, I had that wrong. But in the first half, held her to 4 points in that Clay County run when they had a shot in this ball game. And, you know, we've talked about Rachel. She just gives it her all night long. And honestly, you know, trying to keep up with one of those Monday girls an entire ball game is an impressive feat, and she does a pretty good job at it. We talked about her nearing 1,000 points. Just a great career overall for her, and she's not done either, is she, Coach?
No, hopefully she's got at least 2 more games, you know, maybe more. But and like I say, she's a really good point guard. Some games she doesn't score a whole lot, but as far as ball handling and passing and decision making, you know, I just about as soon have her as any point guard I ever had. You know, and I had some really good ones, but she rates up there with Deanna and Melissa Webb and, you know, Mandy Kendall as far as that end of it. Now, some of them can score probably a little better than her, but we're definitely going to miss her next year.
Absolutely. I think it's safe to say Rachel Kobus, one of the great Lady Dogs of the 21st century here in these last 20 years, just a great player, 4-year contributor, and she was our TDS top performer of tonight's contest. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So, the Lady Dogs will be back in action Saturday night from Huntland against whatever they're called. We'll call them the Lady Tigers. I ain't got a clue. That's going to be the Class A sectional, the Sweet 16 Elimination Contest. We on the Horizon Sports Network will be back on air tomorrow night from Joe Sims Gym for boys action. That one's going to be off the hook, as somebody might say. I don't say that, but that is a saying. Pickett County, Clay County, it's going to be raucous in there tomorrow.
Yeah, after that last one, it ought to be really, really good atmosphere.
No love lost between those programs. We will be calling that one. 6:45 will be iron time for the CarQuest pregame show. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign it off from Clark Range.
Well, we just got to, you know, get ready for Saturday night. You know, that's what you play for. Those sub-state games, that's the most exciting game of the year. You know, sometimes it's even bigger than the state tournament itself. You know, just having an opportunity.
More intimate atmosphere.
Yeah, that, and, you know, you're playing for a chance to go to the state tournament. You know, we've been, you know, pretty lucky over the years to win most of them. You know, the last one, I thought for sure we'd go to Eagleville and won, and they ended up hitting the last second shot. But now I feel like our chances down there will be, you know, about like at Van Buren the other night. I think they'll have a good team, but I don't really think they'll be battle-tested as much as we are. And Matt says they've got a couple of good guards, kind of like Van Buren, you know, don't have much post-game. So, you know, I think we'll win, but I may be wrong. You know, I hadn't seen anything about them. You know, if I get a chance, I might go over and look a little film tomorrow, the next day one, but... All right, we just got to be ready to go.
That's right.
Only thought I've got is at least going to be 365 days before I have to be back here in Clark Range.
That's right.
Watching one of these girls.
Yeah, it might not be 365. It might be in the fall, you know, but whatever.
Let's hope so.
It'll be a few days.
It'll be a while. Yeah, 3 trips up here in 1 year is enough.
That's torture. For Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, folks, I'm Daniel Strong. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate our sponsors. And we want to wish you all a good night.